Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And Bob is Bob Shorey. He's one of the MCSEs here at TAB, and he comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. I know it's another Saturday morning, but it's not as nice out, so feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We are streaming live over at WTIC's Facebook page as well, so you can catch us there, the old live stream. And feel free to post any comments or share out the stream so that Mark Zuckerberg sees that we're, you know, doing something here. We're contributing in some way. But as usual and customary, we have some news, right, Bob?
Yes, we do.
All right.
So we'll start off with Tesla autopilot bug inspires Burger King to run ad giving away free Whoppers.
Okay, Burger King and Tesla's. This doesn't even make sense. What's going on?
A bug in Tesla's new road sign, easy for me to say, recognition software triggered this one-day viral ad campaign. It's a pain when you buy something and doesn't work like it's supposed to. However, sometimes a product malfunction can turn out to be a feature.
Now, of course, that's Windows operating system all right there.
That you didn't know that you wanted.
Right.
That might have been the case with a special one-day promotion by fast food chain Burger King.
Only one day? They fixed it that
just
fast?
Just one day, And it's autopilot, or I should say, hashtag autopilot Whopper campaign.
Gotcha.
The plan to give free burgers to owners of what it calls smart cars with a small s, as opposed to the smart car.
Okay. Right, which is like the beach ball of the highway.
Yeah.
Be careful of those guys.
Yep. I see them on the road all the time.
Yeah, or the soccer ball of the highway.
Anyway, the whole thing seems to come about when a Tesla driver with a questionably modified steering wheel, and there's pictures in there and a video, which gives you even more, reported that his electric car's autopilot system was repeatedly confusing a Burger King road sign with a stoplight. He posted a video of the phenomena to Twitter, and Burger King's ad agency picked up on it.
Nice.
Okay.
Yep.
So how did this whole thing work? According to Burger King, you brought your smart car, as opposed to smart car, to a Burger King location, took a photo or a video of it, and posted to Twitter using the hashtags hashtag autopilot Whopper and hashtag free Whopper. DK then DM'd you or sent you a code for free Whopper via the Burger King app.
That's funny.
What exactly qualifies for a smart car in this case? We have no idea, and apparently Burger King doesn't much care since it decided not to clarify its meaning in the contest terms and conditions. We attempted to contact Burger King for more information, but it didn't respond. So the little video says, it shows the video of the guy coming up to a Burger King sign
right
on the highway, and his car just comes to a stop, and then it says, see, even your smart car knows when you're hungry for a Whopper.
Technology, how do you confuse that? I mean, that's ridiculous. In other news, Ginger is dead. Yes, Ginger is dead. If you recall, Ginger was supposed to change the world. This was going to be the much-hyped, the mega-hyped Wonder Scooter called a what? A Segway. But, of course, it was hyped that it was called Ginger. Well, nobody's buying them. They're wicked expensive. And basically, was it Cayman, his last name? The guy who invented it. It sold the company anyways to a Chinese company. And they're just not getting anybody to buy it. Not enough folks are buying it. It actually came out in 2001. And was going to be the next big thing. We're all going to be banging around in our Segways.
I think they were all sold in California, primarily to Hollywood.
Yeah.
For their movies.
Yeah, well, yeah. And I've never really even seen... I've seen one up close enough. I've never touched one. But you see them occasionally in some of those resort towns where you take your Segway tour. You know, and then, of course, there's plenty of videos of faceplants on Segways. But unfortunately for Segway, Ginger is dead. And they're done making... the scooter. So, yeah, it was an idea that just didn't get anywhere. It was neat when it came out. We were all excited. They thought they were going to repave the whole planet and repave cities to deal with Segways and get rid of cars and stuff like that. Just have everybody on their people mover.
Well, I just don't see the advantage of a Segway when I can just walk and get exercise at the same time.
Yeah, it is kind of counterintuitive. Kind of reminds you of that movie with the robots there and everyone getting chunky. On the ship, remember that movie?
Oh, yeah, where they went off into space and because the planet... It was about a robot that was cleaning it up. I got to stop and think.
What I can't think of the name of it.
We'll all have to look that up.
What else you got going on here, Bob? Anything else you want to bring up?
Yeah. Amazon buys autonomous vehicle startup Zoox.
Oh, boy.
Another self-driving unicorn is brought into pasture as Amazon bets big on the future of self-driving.
Oh.
Amazon has agreed to acquire... autonomy startup Zoox for mm-hmm. some in excess of $1 billion.
Really? It's a startup?
According to sources cited by The Information.
I'm starting a startup.
Maybe Amazon will buy you?
Yeah. I'm going to call it, I don't know what I'm going to call it. I'll just call it autonomous car and maybe they'll just buy it. Register that.
All right. So The Information news comes hot on the wheels of a Wall Street Journal report last month indicating that such talks were taking place.
Mm-hmm.
The deal, confirmed in an Amazon blog post, would value Zoox at significantly lower than the $3.2 billion valuation it received during a funding round in 2018.
Jeez.
But given the current state of the economy, a seven-digit payout is nothing to sniff at. Zoox, which quietly started work 6 years ago, burst into public consciousness.
Wait, they said sniff and not sneeze because of the state of the economy and the pandemic? They used the word sniff? Who sniffs at anything? You sneeze at it. But of course you can't use sneeze because that would be insensitive.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. I think just about anything you say today is politically incorrect
but
somewhere.
Something to sniff at. What doesn't make any sense? He didn't want to say sneeze, or the author didn't want to say sneeze. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
So,
you can't say sneeze anymore.
Zoox, which quietly started work 6 years ago, burst into public consciousness last year, not so much thanks to its technology, but rather a lawsuit. Tesla alleged that the company improperly acquired proprietary documentation along with some poached staff.
Oh, boy.
Okay. That's a shame because the company's technology is novel, focusing on bespoke vehicles designed exclusively for fully autonomous use. It's designing vehicles that don't even have a front or a back. They'll be able to operate in either direction seamlessly and will be optimized for use in a ride-hailing environment.
Gotcha.
So, Amazon indicates that Aicha Evans, Zuex CEO, and Jesse Levinson, Zuex co-founder and chief technology officer, will stay with the company to innovate and drive forward their mission.
Very good.
So there you go.
All right. In other news, TikTok. So I've been warning my kids about TikTok for a while. It's a Chinese company. And basically, they were caught. There's a new feature, a beta feature in iOS 14. So if you have an Apple device, and TikTok says it'll stop accessing the clipboard for content. So isn't that kind of creepy? Why does TikTok want to look at your smartphone's clipboard? And of course, you didn't know it was looking at your smartphone's clipboard until Apple put out a new feature that kind of warns you what apps are doing. And so TikTok says it'll stop accessing users' clipboard content on iOS devices after a new privacy transparency feature revealed in the video sharing platform was continuing the practice it had pledged last year to discontinue. Of course, they lied, right? So whenever a third-party app accesses the clipboard of a device, a notification pops up. Users discover that TikTok was checking on content from the clipboard every few keystrokes, even when the app was running in the background. So, guys, all these apps that we're throwing on our devices, you don't know where they've been or what they're doing or who's behind them.
Or what they're doing with your data.
So, yeah. So, you know, this is just an example of actually Apple coming up with a feature that's pretty beneficial to know what's going on. But would you have ever guessed a video app that lets you create silly videos is looking at your clipboard all the time? And why would they need to do that? Who knows? I don't know. I'd be nervous if I were you. In other news, too, Microsoft is closing all its brick-and-mortar retail stores, except for a few of the big ones. Clearly, it was a fail. And they had 11 years' worth of trying to get this to work. They had built stores right next to where? The Apple stores, especially in malls. And unfortunately, it was not able to succeed. And, you know, I might have set foot in Apple store, in a Microsoft store once. Apple stores, I don't even know how you guys even go in there. You can't hear yourself think. It's so loud in there, in the Apple stores. I tried that once, too. It was when, you know, you go to the mall, Christmas shopping. I said, all right, I'll check out an Apple store. Wow, you guys are crazy. But Microsoft is shutting them all down. They're shutting down all their physical retail stores. It's also, you know, a sign of the times. You know, retail and physical stores, you know, not looking good these days.
Looks like they're going the way of the dinosaur.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with Microsoft. I mean, Microsoft companies like us have been around since the invention of the computer. And most of us, you know, sold Microsoft products. Well, we sold Novell products before Microsoft gave away their product to the point where Novell had to shut down. You know, most of us sell Microsoft products, so you really don't need retail stores. And the general public can buy their Xbox or whatever they're going to buy online. So we'll see what happens going forward. But looks like those folks who are in the Microsoft stores are going to have to find something else to do probably. So we're going to step out for a quick break, get to your calls. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We're here till 11 o'clock. We're live. Speaking of live, we're broadcasting live over at WTIC's Facebook page via Facebook Live. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. Feel free to get online. We have a couple lines open for you on this Saturday morning. Usually around the 10 o'clock hour, everything gets a little crazy. So if you ever wanted to get on the show, usually the first hour is easier than the second. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Just a quick anecdote. I met a company, I think yesterday, who was asking me, geez, Eric, we're spending $3,000 on servers in the cloud. $3,000 a month. And I asked them, geez, so all right, how many users are in your company right now? Two. $3,000 a month for servers in the cloud. Didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So, of course, we're going to be looking to move them to a local server. But the point is, you can find yourself, before you know it, as you've added this, you add more and more and more. Before you know it, you're paying an awful lot per month for your technology. And you really need to work with folks who are not interested in what's best for the people selling the stuff to you, but what's best for you as a company. But I just found that striking. $3,000 a month for two users.
Well, the company that's getting the $3,000 a month is very happy.
They're very happy, yes. They are very happy.
And it is a very light load, so, you know, the margins have got to be great.
No load at all. All right, let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Susan first in Weathersfield. What's going on, Susan? You there, Susan?
Oh, yeah, I'm right here. Okay.
What can we do for you?
Okay. My 9- or 10-year-old Toshiba laptop died, and I found another laptop in a order catalog, and it's a name that I never heard of, and I just wonder if you have any thoughts on it. It's an IVIEW, iView.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it? Wow.
No.
Well, so far it's been doing, I've had it a couple of months, and it's doing good.
Yeah.
It says on the facts about it, designed in USA, made in China.
Oh, fun. That's what a lot of computer technology is, though, so don't feel bad.
Yeah. Yes. Also, so far, it's doing great.
Yeah, I've never heard of it, and if it works out well, that's great. What's your warranty on it?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a warranty on it of any kind?
No.
Or?
No.
No, no? Okay.
No.
All right. Well, I've never heard of it, but good. You know, if it's working out, Windows 10, I assume?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and I had previously I had the 7, and it was very simple to switch over.
Right, right. Yep. Good.
Okay, thanks
all right, Susan.
A lot.
Yeah, good luck with it. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah, I will. I'll let you know. Thanks a lot.
You're
so
welcome.
Now you got a new name you can kick around.
Great. That's all we need.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right,
bye-bye. Oh, you got it right there, huh?
Yeah. Bob? Yeah, this one's an all-in-one PC, $469.
Yeah.
And then they have a Cyberbox. For $90.
It is very low cost.
Yeah.
Who knows what the processor is?
They have an Android laptop for, it's sold out for $79.
$79 whole dollars?
Yeah.
A
lot of stuff.
I might get a little leery on $79.
Well, sometimes you get what you pay for.
So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 1-800-966-WTIC anywhere in the country. And 522 Wow. 1-800-966 Yeah. 942. Feel free to get online and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. What else you want to bring up? Do you want to bring up any other stories? Oh, there's a good one that we should talk about. The trucking industry is going to change.
Oh, yeah. California mandates shift from diesel to electric trucks starting in 2024. Okay, this is a CNET/Roadshow article.
Yep.
The goal is to have nothing but electric trucks being sold by 2045.
45?
2045. Well, it starts in 2024, which is only, 14 years?
Yeah.
So, remember smog? If you watch some of the old, Dirty Harry, back in the 70s when that was done.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some views out over San Francisco Bay
where you can't
hardly even see the bridge.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, people don't understand how much the air has actually been cleaned up since then.
Really?
But, yeah, because people don't remember that far back.
I went out to Denver, Colorado, and that thing is just covered in smog.
Yeah, well, that comes from California.
Maybe. I was shocked to see it, though. I was like, oh, wow. I guess they're like the second smoggiest city in the in America.
So it says, remember smog? California sure does. And in order to prevent a return to permanent haze over parts of the state, California Air Resources Board has decided to implement a sweeping mandate that's unlike any other proposed thus far. It's called CARB. California Air Resources Board announced this week that it has adopted a rule that see truck manufacturers shifting from diesel to electric trucks starting in 2024. The goal, per CARB's press release, is to have every new truck in the state be electric by 2045.
All right.
In addition to the two dates mentioned above, CARB's ruling adds some more specificity. Short-haul drayage in ports and rail yards should be fully zero emissions by 2035, with last-mile delivery vehicles reaching that target nearly 5 years later.
All right. It's aggressive. Hopefully it works out.
Yeah. So
I know Tesla's got some trucks they've been working
Volvo
on.
Volvo has a big truck that they've been selling big time in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a lot of self-driving trucks that they're testing in Europe. And then there's a talk with this... Nikola hydrogen electric semi comes to life for Anheuser-Busch.
Hydrogen electric makes sense. The hydrogen economy makes more sense to me than just pure electric, but that's just me.
Right. I agree. That was something that we almost went here, but
yeah.
our Governor Rell killed that one.
Yeah, she did. So feel free to get online, guys. We're going to get to your calls today, 1-800-966-9842. And then, of course, 860-522-9842 if you want to get online. Usually the first hour is easier than the second. So if you've ever needed to get online and get some computer questions asked, feel free to get online. You're talking about cutting the cable. We'd love to hear how that's going. Go NetSpeed's spreading out all over the state. It's great to see a competitor out there. I'm hoping Cox and Comcast are shaking in their boots. It'll hopefully save us some money, whether or not you convert or not. So, of course, we're also live over at WTIC's Facebook page, and everything we've talked about so far has been posted live by Mike G over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And the links will be there from this show and past shows. So if you've missed anything or you're trying to remember what we were talking about, you don't have to just, you know, start Googling like crazy. Just go over to ComputerTalkWithTab.com. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab on this Saturday morning. We are live. Feel free to get online. I know it's going like a holiday week, but the lines are wide open this morning. You guys are all doing something else, which is, hey, I understand. I guess Bob and I may have to talk about our kids, or all the computer problems have been solved, which hasn't happened in 25 years, but maybe they have been. But feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC or 522-WTIC. Now, we've been asked for quite a while now, how come we haven't played one of our favorite songs over the past 25 years? Because sadly, it's still relevant with Microsoft's Windows 10 2004 issues. That's the version 2004, not the year. We figured, you know what, let's remind you guys of why we have all the fun we do with computers. Hit it.
You see, I come from a time way back in the 1970s when computers were used for two things. You either go to the moon or play Pong. Nothing in between. You didn't need a fancy operating system to play Pong. And the men and women, well, the men who went to the moon, well, God bless them, they did it with no mouse, you know, and a text-only black and white screen and 32 kilobytes of RAM. Well, then around the late 1970s, home computers started to do a little more than play Pong. Very little more. Why? Computers started to play non-Pong-like games and balance checkbooks. Hell, you could play Zaxxon on an Apple II and write a book. All with a computer that had 32 kilobytes of RAM. Yeah, it was enough to go to the moon. It was enough for you. It was a golden time. A time before Windows and bloatware and color. A time before every OS sucked. Well, way back in the olden times, my computer worked for me. I'd laugh and play all night and day on Zork 1, 2, and 3, the Amiga VIC-20 and the Sinclair 2, the TRS-80 and the Apple II. They did what they were supposed to do. Wasn't much, but it was enough. But then Xerox made this prototype. Steve Jobs came on the scene. Red of mice and menus, Windows icons and trash and a bitmap screen. Old Stevie said to Xerox, "Boys, turn your heads and cough." When no one was looking, he ripped their interfaces off. Stole every feature that he had seen, put it in a cute box with a tiny little screen. Mac OS 1 ran that machine, only cost $5,000. But it was slow, it was buggy, so they wrote it again. And, well, now they're up to OS 10. They'll charge you for the beta, then charge you again. But the Mac OS still sucks. Every OS wastes your time from the desktop to the lap. Everything since Apple DOS, just a bunch of crap. From Microsoft to Macintosh to Linux. Every computer crashes, cause every OS sucks. Well, then Microsoft jumped in the game, copied Apple's interface with an OS named Windows 3.1, and it was twice as lame, but the stock price rose and rose. Then Windows 95, then 98, man, Solitaire never ran so great. Every single version came out late, but I guess that's the way it goes. That bloatware will crash and delete your work. NTME, man, none of them work. Bill Gates may be richer than Captain Kirk, but the Windows OS blows and sucks at the same time. I traded in, yeah, right, for what? It's top of the line from the CompuHut. Fridge, stove, and toaster never crash on me. I should be able to get online without a PhD. My phone doesn't take a week to boot it. My TV doesn't crash when I mute it. I miss ASCII text and my floppy drive. I wish VIC-20 was still alive. But it ain't the hardware, man. It's just that every OS sucks. That now there's Linux, or Linux, I don't know how you say it, or how you install it, or use it, or play it, or where you download it, or what programs run, but Linux or Linux don't look like much fun. However you say it, it's getting great press, though how it survives is anyone's guess. If you ask me, it's a great big mess for elitist, nerdy schmucks. It's free, they say, if you can get it to run. The geeks say, hey, that's half the fun. Yeah, well, I got a girlfriend and things to get done. The Linux OS sucks. I'm sorry to say it, but it does. It sucks. I'm sorry. Every OS wastes your time from the desktop to the lap. Everything since the abacus, just a bunch of crap. From Microsoft to Macintosh to Linux. Every computer crashes, cause every OS sucks. Every computer crashes. Cause every OS sucks.
Ah, yes. So we brought it back. It's still sadly relevant. Although now Linux is going to the moon thanks to Elon. Right? That was pretty cool. And now your fridge toaster actually could take a week to boot, considering they're getting smart. Quote unquote. So maybe you'll have to revise that song eventually, but still relevant. I mean, that's an old song. Let's get to your calls, though. You were nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning, and we're going to go to Fran in Manchester first. What's going on, Fran?
Hi, good morning. I hope everybody is well.
Doing fine. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. I took some photos of documents with my Android, mm-hmm. and I've been trying to email those. And I'm having a lot of difficulty with it.
Yeah. So it's within the actual photo app, and most likely the photos are sitting on the cloud somewhere. So when you actually send the photo, you might be sending a link to the photo, correct?
I'm not sure. Basically, what happens is I've tried it two different ways. I tried to go into the email and actually use the clip to get them in.
Yeah.
I end up getting them into an email, but then I can't find the send button to send it.
Within your email app, within the Gmail app, you can't find the send button?
It's a Yahoo.
Oh, okay, so you're back on your regular computer, or
right.
Are you okay?
Well, no, actually, I'm using the Android, and I'm using Yahoo Mail from the Android.
Gotcha. So the send button is not working within the browser. That's interesting.
I can't find it. I don't know where. I can't locate it. That's why I can't do anything with it.
Gotcha. Now, can you send emails without being attached, without attachments? So does that work?
Yes,
it does. I wonder if your attachment is so large that Yahoo is saying I can't send it. Is it what size is the attachment?
Oh yeah, it's three big documents I'm sending into the DMV, and there's a lot of information in them.
Do you know how large the file is? It might just be the.
I haven't really checked. I really don't know.
Okay, if you took the picture in a high resolution, believe it or not, you might have attached that document as a rather large file, and it could be the Yahoo saying, "Look, it's too big." I would think it wouldn't be that smart, but it may be, especially
okay.
If you can send regular emails using it. So I would try to send it through the actual Google app, the photo app, and see if you can send it that way. It'll still call up a mail. Well, you don't have a mail client then configured, do you? So what you may want to consider is setting up the little red envelope.
Okay.
That's on your phone there. Set up your actual Yahoo account on it.
Okay.
And try to send it rather than going through the browser, but it still could be too large, so you may have to take smaller pictures of the information. And remember, it's now sitting on the cloud, so hopefully there's nothing of any kind of data that you'd be worried about if it got out.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about, because it has DMV information.
Yeah, so people get a little lax when it comes to taking pictures of stuff these days. I mean, if you heard about the Fappening, where all these celebrities took naked nudies of themselves on their iPhone, thinking it was safe, and then they didn't hack the iPhone, they hacked the spot on the cloud where the data was sitting. You wouldn't want that to happen to your information either on the Google's device. So you may want to reconsider how you send it over to the DMV.
Okay, so what's your recommendation, I guess, then?
Well, you would have to take a picture with a camera.
Okay.
A regular camera. Take the actual image then onto the little SD card. And from the SD card, put it to your computer. So it's not in the cloud right now. It's on your local computer. I assume you have a computer, right?
Right.
Okay. And then you could make sure the file's not too big. And you could zip it with a password. Now, the DMV is not going to understand how that works. But you could then zip the file so that nobody can get to it without a password. Then you could, of course, send it as an attachment that way. And then talk to the other end, the DMV, and say, hey, here's the file I sent you. Here's the password for that file. But now it's not on the cloud. It's sitting, it's on DMV's information, and who knows how secure that is. But
Right.
But so that's the issue.
I could send it right to an actual chip then, right within the Android then.
If you wanted to do it to your local phone, yes, you'd have to tell your phone to actually just take the picture and keep it local. But most of the time, it's going to synchronize to the cloud.
Okay, I guess I'll have to try it, and if it doesn't work, I'll call you next week.
Do you have a phone? A regular camera?
No, I do not.
Oh, that's the snag here. Okay. Yeah, be careful. Anytime you take pictures with your phone, the chances are it's synchronizing up with the cloud. So the more we get more our guard is down, the more we're going to have data banging around in the cloud that you don't want.
So could I check if it's in the cloud?
You can. Most likely you can check to see if you're synchronized. Synchronizing your phone. So if you go look in your settings if you have a backup running,
right?
If it says yes, most likely you do. Your stuff is in the cloud.
Well, thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
All right, Fran.
Stay well and stay safe. Thank you very much.
You too, sir.
Yep. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. We're gonna step out for a quick break and get back to more of your calls. You guys are all awoke. We appreciate it. We got Henry, Joanne, and Joe, and one line open for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, and you guys were nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning over on the Facebook page. John is not happy with the background music we play during the break. So here's the issue. I want to make sure that you guys knew that the stream was still working, and I have to use non-copywritten audio for that. And I can't broadcast, I don't think, the commercials that you're hearing over the station, because Facebook is going to broadcast it nationally, and I don't know how that all works contractually. So in order to make sure that we were not having trouble with anybody, we just made sure that there's just generic Muzak sort of stuff running during the break so that we didn't run afoul of anybody. So that's what that's all about, John. Sorry if you don't like it. What am I going to do? I had to pick something. All right, let's get back to we have a quick question here on the screen we wanted to bring up on the Facebook live screen.
All right.
Because they were first, guys, before you called in, so we have to get the call, at least the post here. What was one of them you wanted to bring up, Bob?
All right, so we got this guy asking about, he says he's got GoNet Speed is coming to Weathersfield soon.
Yeah.
And his name is on the list for scheduled installation.
Yeah.
What would be the best program to have for the phone via internet?
Oh, okay. I mean, UMA, we've talked about numerous times.
UMA, yes.
UMA is practically free, so you're just going to pay the taxes on the line that they give you. But you buy the UMA device, and you can buy UMA phones. I would tell you to don't even bother with any phone anymore and just use your cell phone. But if you still want your old number, your old house number, UMA works really well, and it's inexpensive. You pay for the phone once, and then the phone service is free, and just pay for the taxes. So you'll probably pay $5 or $6 a month for that. So it should work well. Let's get to your calls. We want to go to Henry in Hartford. What's going on, Henry?
Hi. I just want to say I appreciate your service every week. I listen to you most weeks and enjoy learning more things.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, the reason I was calling about the Segway.
Yeah.
I think the town of Guilford near the shore has a company that has Segway tours.
Sure. Yeah, so we can go see them before they become obsolete completely and they don't have parts anymore.
Right.
Have you tried them?
I tried it once and I didn't succeed in getting very far on it.
Yeah, it does seem kind of like a weird thing to master. But yeah, that's true. We could probably check out some local towns. Guilford's beautiful. They got the great lobster pound down there. Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe they can open up a Segway museum.
Yeah. Now, do you know anything about Dean Kamen?
Well, yes. He's a very, very famous inventor, and he's done all the things with the robotics for the schools.
Yeah.
That's really where his claim to fame is lately.
Yeah.
It's been very successful. Why, do you know any more?
I think he originally invented the dialysis pump.
Yeah, I think he does have a medical invention of some kind. That does sound like it could be that, sure.
Yeah, that was his. I think that was his original invention like 20 years ago. And then he also invented, I think, a wheelchair that can climb stairs.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah.
But some neat stuff. He's a smart man. It's too bad that Ginger didn't survive.
Yeah.
It was sure hyped when it first came out. And
yeah.
I have yet to see one. They're so expensive. $6,000 for a Segway.
Yeah.
It's not something you're going to buy just to replace your car.
And you say they're made in China now?
Yeah, a Chinese company bought them.
Wow.
They're not made in China anymore. They're discontinuing them. So.
Yeah. But they lasted almost 20 years.
Yeah, in one way, shape, or form.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I've met Dean a couple of times, and a really neat guy.
Yeah, he seems like a neat guy. I've seen a few news interviews with him. And
he also owns an island in Long Island Sound that he flies to with his own helicopter.
That he invented? No, just kidding.
No.
No, that's awesome. No, he's done some great things for society, and it's a shame that the Segway didn't work out because it was really well hyped. But
yeah, the robot competition is great every year, though.
Yes, he's definitely touched a lot of young people's lives and brought a lot of technology where it may not have gotten in the school system, so it's tremendous.
It's called FIRST Robotics.
Yes.
Competitions.
Yeah. Yep, very good.
Thanks for your service, guys.
Well, thank you for calling, Henry.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go on to Joanne in Windsor Locks next. What's going on, Joanne?
Can you explain the key? Is it just for businesses?
The key. Help me. What is the key?
The key. I keep seeing on the computer, do you have the key?
Well, that sounds like a mystery. It just comes up randomly? Do you have the key?
Different sites. You know, if you have your key, put it in now.
Well, I mean, software keys are common when it comes to dealing with licensure. It's a little too vague. It would need to be a key for something specific.
It's like extra security?
Well, it could be. You could use all sorts of factors for logging into websites. But your question is still a little too vague to help you. The key is just too generic.
Okay.
We would need more context.
I've heard you mention it a while back that you had your key.
My key. Well, I got all sorts of keys. But you can get encryption keys. You can get licensure keys. You can have two-factor authentication keys. I mean, it's too generic of a question. There is no, you know, all-encompassing key, unfortunately. So
okay.
When it happens again, write it down so we'll know directly what it is. Are you talking maybe about the UBI key, like the little thing that's hanging on my my keychain?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, again, if you have that, you have to set up two-factor authentication. So if you're using a website that is requiring two-factor and it's asking you for your key, you would have set it up. But it sounds like you have not yet, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I think you're just finding certain sites that are out there asking you for some sort of authentication, but you need to set that up. And we use the Yubico. I recommend the UBI key, the Yubico key, but there's plenty of them out there. We can put some links as to what it's all about, Joanne, if that helps you.
Yes, that would. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. We'll put it out there for you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for calling. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock live. Feel free to get online. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Everything we've talked about will be posted live over at computertalkwithtab.com. And, of course, if you are on the Facebook live stream, feel free to say hello and share it out. Make sure Mark Zuckerberg knows we're worthy. We'll be right back.
nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.